Good morning. Welcome to Series 3. Healing is in your hands. Yesterday, we laid out a couple concepts related to healing. Right? So we know in order to healing, it's our responsibility, even though there are so many different kind of approach, so many different paths. But we must choose something what we like, right? We chose our belief, we chose our technique, we chose the path we feel comfortable we are willing to go down. So in my opinion, you know, my style, which is what I learned from my master, always consider you cannot just heal the body without heal your mind. And without heal your mind, you must concern that you are spirit. So therefore, body, mind, spirit cannot be separate. Right? So which is one of the central, what's called a concept in Chinese medicine, and talk about thousands of years. They said the best doctor always concerned these three areas. But only a little bit different when the Chinese call this body, mind, spirit, they have a much deeper, it's called a much deeper or different angle understanding. They call Jing, Qi, Shen, the three categories. The Jing meaning is the high quality substance. Think of this. It's a high quality substance, which is include yourself or include nature. That's everything. Everything high level substance is all yours. You must use. You must understand like a food, right? Food is not just a food. Absorb the high quality contained inside the food, right? That's called essence. Right, the nature, essence, full moon, essence, right? So therefore, then the second level we call, and the mind, and the Chinese call qi. Then qi definitely has a much bigger concept of the mind, right? Qi contained, we say the last time, you know, many sessions ago, we discussed what is the qi, right? Four basic areas, energy, right? Easy to see the energy, right? Information. Consciousness, universal life. So when you think this way, you may think, wow, there's so many areas. What am I going to do? Yes, you get lost. Then the definitely last one is the spirit. Spirit is far beyond what we can understand. So it doesn't matter. We still do the best of what we can, right? So if that is concept, then we must apply this concept at all the levels. We cannot say, oh, I use this for talking. Or I use this for, you know, understanding, or I use this for diagnosis. Then when I do the healing, do the food, I don't use this part. No. You must follow same thought, same consciousness, same path over, over, over again. So that's called the Kung Fu practice, discipline, right? Body, mind, spirit cannot be separate. So we apply this body, mind, spirit concept in healing, right? So yesterday we talked about the healing. We must understand there are many different levels for healing. You can heal the body, you can heal the mind, you can heal the spirit, which is spirit never needed to be healed. You just must recognize it and use the spirit, right? To use your spirit, right? We all have a spirit. But the spirit just sitting there, laughing at us, right? Then we're stuck in the mind. But we never goes to the consciousness level, right? So we rush in the mind and we use the rational mind. We never use our intuitive mind. So once we grow up, our intuitive mind be controlled, but dominated, and they never have a chance, right? Look at the kids, you know, children. Based on the intuitive mind, but society, you know, teachers, cultures everywhere just dominated this intuitive mind. So therefore, later we don't. Now we have to unlearn. We have to use this intuitive mind, right? For healing, we must use the intuitive mind. Because because the healing is the one so dynamically you need the processing. We call the process. Healing is the processing, right? It's your intuitive mind and your rational mind combination, right? The rational mind forces you to understand, make you have a choice. But the intuitive mind think it doesn't make sense. Maybe your intuitive mind think it doesn't make sense, right? Why am I doing this? So you must understand the intuitive mind and your rational mind together in order to reach the highest level of healing. So particularly we say healing is in your hand. That means you must do this by yourself, right? You have to heal yourself. Then you have to believe you can heal yourself, right? We go down this way. Then today we are going to talk a little bit. It is a little bit because it's too big. It's a full. How to use full for healing. Right, it's one of the one food, one of the major areas of the life, right? Food. We eat, we sleep, we eliminate the three basic functions, right? The food, right? Everyone works so hard to fill in this mouth, right? So we many times we all want to eat delicious food. Some people eat for mouth, some people eat for eyes, some people eat for nose, some people just eat for mind. We must ask yourself, what do you want to eat? You eat for eyes or eat for mouth or eat for your stomach, right? There are many different ways because the food is exciting. It's an exciting concept. There are many different types of ways. How to, do the preparation to the food, how to cook to the food, right? But the food is medicine, right? We heard many times that food is medicine, so I don't want to go down this path that's a little bit difficult to say that if food is medicine, then you practice medicine without a license. That's illegal in this country, right? So we don't say it this way. So we say use food to help your healing, right? To help your body reach the level, then the body can heal itself. So therefore, we don't break rule, right? So now we say use food for healing. So once we say use food for healing, we must understand one thing, which part of who? Food. Because the food itself contains many different areas. Right? Remember, one of the sessions we talk about the, modern science called E equal to MC squared, right? Energy and the matters are interchangeable. So when we look the food, can we look the food as energy? So once we see the food is energy, then we must see energy has a consciousness, then the consciousness has a purpose, right? Then therefore will we say when you use the food for healing, for what purpose? Which part of the body need to heal? What kind of condition you are looking for to use this food, right? So the food, generally speaking, we can categorize the food has two major areas. One food area is a materialized, it's a substance, which is, you can see, you can see, and then you can penetrate, so at the least penetrate at the physical level, right? You can see inside the, chemical components, right? Then contain vitamin D, vitamin C, calcium, fat, all of these you can analyze and the nutritionalize, you can put everything in the number, which is materialized food. Then the other type of the food, which is we haven't seen that, which is non-materialized food, which is qi, energy, consciousness, information, right? So once you understand this, they say, what is it? That concept? Before I go down this way, let me raise the one of the question. I think many people heard about the, what they call the homeopathic, right? Homeopathic way. So think of the homeopathic. How can they fix problem? How can they use the homeopathic? antibiotic for healing. Totally is nothing inside. Right? It's nothing. What is? Consciousness. Essence. Energy. Right? So physical components is a total, is nothing there. But they still can heal. What's going on here? That means inside has consciousness, inside has information. Then once we think it this way, then we must be thinking, okay, how am I going to use this? Yes, it's a dependent level, right? So then you say, oh, food for healing. That's, you know, sun is so good, so easy, you know, everything I have to cook. Anyway, I can cook at the, you know, at the same time, right? So you can cook and then also can healing. How good is it? One stone, two birds, right? It's a great deal. So all I need to know how to heal that. So what do? We're going to ask someone, professionals, give us a device. What kind of food? Good for what thing? Right? So we base on the chemical or physical components. And not many times we heard use food for essence. Most time we use the food for physical components. Therefore, we always say you are what you eat. Right? At the physical level, it's true. You are what you eat. So you put a lousy food or some kind of garbage food into your body, then your body will contain it to the garbage truck, right? But if you put organic food, right, then, you know, that kind of food into your body, maybe. I say maybe. Right? Why is it maybe? Maybe you turn it to the organic. Maybe. It's true. It's not the whole truth. It's part of the truth. It's not the whole truth. So we're missing the one middle processing. We say healing, or healing is a processing, right? It's the body processing. It's the body, mind, spirit processing. So we only see one thing in. We never see the things we put into the body. Can they come out of what we want? What make body can get what they want? Right? So you put the things into your mouth. You think, oh, I need these. I need a vitamin D. Right? So you say, oh, you have a sentence. You do the test. And they say, oh, it's a vitamin D deficient. So what do? You take a vitamin D. You eat the food for vitamin D. So you wish your body can absorb the vitamin D. So you think your condition is a vitamin D deficient cause. Vitamin D deficiency. Is it true? Yes, from vitamin D level, it's true. The angle of the vitamin D and the test of the vitamin D for the number of the vitamin D, it makes sense. But from different angle, doesn't make sense, right? You didn't born with the vitamin D deficient, right? So you better ask yourself, what make the body and suddenly or while, turn a while and show you have a vitamin D deficiency? You are at the same job for 20 years. You're at the same diet. You're shopping almost the same store every Tuesday night. You know, you buy organic food 4 times a week, go to the gym. Now you think your life almost the same thing, eat almost the same stuff. Then what make your body suddenly doesn't absorb the vitamin D? You call the vitamin D deficiency. So now you put the vitamin D into the body. Does the body can absorb it? What needed to make vitamin D can be absorbed? Then what is the vitamin D? Does anyone will you look at that concept? Right? Vitamin D is a different type of the vitamin, right? They call it, it's the fat, what they call the, you know, it's associated with the fat. They call the fat, you know, soluble, right? You know, soluble, right? The food, they call it the fat soluble vitamin. So which means in order you digest these vitamins, your liver and the gallbladder must function together. think this way. If you don't have a God brother, because the God stone. Right? Did you look at that? The God brother. You don't have a God brother. So how can you processing the fat? How can you digest? So you all have to rely on the liver. We say everything's possible. There are no accidents. And the body can heal it itself, but that's all true. But requirement is different, right? We say healing is a requirement. The God brother and the liver is like a husband and a wife. Now you're missing one. Single parents still can raise the kid. It's not easy, right? Everyone knows single parents to raise the kid is not easy, but still can do. But if you're under a lot of stress, mental stress, emotional stress, then how can you wish your liver function can at the highest level? So if liver doesn't function highest level, how can liver can produce, can help the gallbladder produce something? And if you don't have a gallbladder, then the liver must do different type of the job in order can help the body produce or absorb or transformed vitamin D, which is what you need, right? Think of these concepts. So before we put it in, we must really think what kind of body structure will I have? What kind of health state, you know, stage or level will I have? What kind of digestive system will I enter? What I have, right? Before I put it in. So the ancient time, when the masters, when the doctor tried to fix the problem, that the first level, they always deal the digestive system. They think without this digestive system, what if the herb, what if the healing has no way to talk, which is you need energy. Your entire energy system is based on your digestive system. Right? Then you have to use this way. That's the first level. Now the second level, thinking this way. When we use the food for healing, do we use the food for healing for the condition? Or we use the food for healing for the root cause of the problem? We use the same concept as the vitamin D deficient. Is vitamin D deficient is the cause, or vitamin D deficient is the effect? Think this way. So therefore you will understand. When you take a vitamin D, do you treat the effect or you treat the cause? So you want to deal the cause, so therefore you'll be free, right? Then later your rest of life is vitamin D deficient free. So you don't need to become slave of the vitamin D. Right? You want to look for something because you didn't born with a vitamin D deficiency. It's something going on. Your body off the balance, your system off the balance, then show on your body you have a vitamin D deficiency symptom. See? It's not a vitamin D what you're missing. I give you the other angle, like a calcium deficiency. Right? You do the check. Oh, yeah, we all know. The calcium is a major deal, right? So then we think of this, how can I stronger my bone? Think of the entire kind of, you think you take a calcium, you will increase in your bone change, bone density can change a little bit, not much. Then what happened? Right? Look at the kid. I just tell everyone, change your mind. You must change your way of thinking. When the child will grow up, right? How do you feed the kid? Almost the same kind of food. Even lousy food, you feed the kids. Then how can they grow so much bone? Same food. They grow the bone. Then same food. Why the bone can disappear? Right? Think of it. Modern science. E=mc. Energy. Matter are interchangeable. Your inside the body do the something energy change. Right? I always think one day I might need to do different kind of talks, but how to apply modern science in today's healing. Right? right? So otherwise, we all talk about the things and never have a fundamental support. It's all based on the science. You really want the science, modern science, not the classical science. The classical science only stated the superficial level, you know, the chemical level. They separate the things. It doesn't go too deep enough. We know everything is a deep, much deeper connect, particularly for the healing. Right, particularly for the healing. So if we want to heal this, we must see things differently. So the calcium deficiency, what will cause? According to Chinese medicine, that's the kidney function disorder. The kidney stronger, the bone stronger. So you see a lot of good Chinese doctors, they deal this, they just strain the kidney function. When the kidney function stronger, you can stronger your bone. Right? There are so many classical herbs. That's one of the herb, classical herb called the Liu Wei Di Huang Wang. Right? It's a classic. Thousands of years. Right? That herb used for concept, not for bone. There's nothing else in there. Right? They for function. Right? It's a function disorder. It's a kidney function disorder. Then show at the physical level and the calcium deficiency. You can say it's a calcium deficiency, but generally speaking, it's a kidney function disorder. So the kidney function disorder also can show at the vitamin E deficient and the vitamin D deficient. So you often you will think you're missing the vitamin D. But the major thing is the kidney function disorder. It's a function disorder. It's an energetic level that manifests at the physical level. Right? So therefore, you when you take foods, now you think, right? I say, I'm going to do the food for healing. Right? Think of this entire whole concept. Right? We say, you must heal yourself for the natural way, if you chosen natural way. So what is the natural way you're going to choose? You want to choose a natural where the body has a memory, right? We say at the biological level, you've been here for thousands of years. Your cells knows many things, right? Your cells knows natural bone. So, cook the chicken soup, bone soup, is much better than take the calcium pills, right? Calcium pills is unnatural, unless you eat the grinder, the oyster shells, right? But it still doesn't mean your body can absorb it. But you might absorb the essence of the oyster shell. But take many levels to processing, right? There's always healing, always contain level. Which level is your healing processing, right? You can healing processing at the body level and the energetic level. And the consciousness level or spiritual level. Right? Yesterday we said the spiritual level is the miracle. You only see the someone and the miracle happens. That's at the spiritual level, miracle. If you don't get a miracle, you are not at the spiritual level. You're just at the chi level. Maybe you're lucky enough at the chi level, but most unlikely we're only at the body level. But we want, right? We all want that at the best. We want the miracle happen, so we pray, we do many things. Go back to the same concept. Natural. Natural is the gateway. Allow us to connect to the spirit. So, you really want to deal this kind of bone, you want the natural way, cook it. Your chicken soup, right? Your bone soup. So if you say, oh, I am vegetarian, right? Think of this. Someone's a vegetarian. They don't touch the animal. That's fine too. There are no accidents. So you are at the vegetarian, then all the nuts are associated with the kidney function. So now think of this concept here, right? When the Chinese medicine use this concept, they don't use the, because the nut, right? Because the nut has a vitamin E at there. So because the vitamin E has a lot in it, then therefore it's good for kidney. That's not a concept. It means that the nut can help kidney function. The thinking is different. So ideas stimulate the kidney function to help the kidney function better. So when the kidney can function better, then the body can produce, can change can support different levels, quality of your bone density. That's the different concept. Why is the concept? Therefore, if that's the way, so when we say use food for healing, there are many different ways of saying food we can use. How to use is based on the knowledge. It's based on the technique. It's based on the what kind of school, what you learn, from who, how to practice. I'll give you another example, right? The food has taste, right? So how to use? You can use the bitter taste, sweet taste, sour taste, pungent taste, spicy taste, right? The food has a taste. You can use a taste for healing. Also, you can use a color for healing, because a color is energy, right? You can use a food's color for healing. But also, you can use the shape of the food for healing, right? The nature of the food for healing, you know, like a squash, like, you know, eggplants, you know, cucumbers, you can use that. Also, you can use the essence, which is what kind of essence contained inside of the food. It's hot, it's cold, right? It's mild, right? It's a cool essence. You know, you're based on the essence. Or you can use the food based on the chemical structure. They contain the vitamin D, vitamin C, you know, what kind of. On the other level, you can use the consciousness of the food, which means this food grow what season, which location, harvest when, right? Then that consciousness of this food. Then the other level, you can use the entire the chi of the food. So that's entire whole combination how to use the food. That's also entire whole combination of how to use the Chinese medicine, herb. It's the same concept. They use all the different levels. And it depends on what kind of doctor, what do they learn, how good they are, right? So, for example, right, I'll give you an example. Now, you know, I expose things quickly here. So, suppose we say, right, I want to deal some kind of food for my liver function, right? Suppose, think of it, right? So, we say, liver, this organ, love taste sour, right? So, the liver must cooperate with the stomach. The stomach, this organ, love sweet. Okay, now we know sweet taste and sour taste is one good for the liver, one good for the stomach. So if I chose for the food, now what things are good for the liver? Cucumber, right? So now I'm going to make a cucumber, sweet, sour cucumber. So on top of this, I add garlic. So what is garlic good? Garlic also good for the liver function. And the stomach function. If you say, I don't like the garlic, use the ginger, right? If you are the different type of the vegetarian, you don't use the garlic. Ginger, right? Ginger has one essence. So you use the ginger, cucumber, vinegar, right? You don't like the vinegar, then you use lemon. You say, no, I want to go one more. I'll use limes because lime color is green. Green is good for the liver. See what I use here? Now you use sugar. So, oh, I don't want the sugar. Now use honey. Right? So there are so many ways you can change. You must be flexible. If you want to use food for healing, you must learn the one thing. Be flexible. Right? Be flexible. So entire whole healing, whole food dishes, now you have this sweet sour cucumber coming out. Right? Now it's a summer season. It's great. Even after this, you put it in the refrigerator. Now it's a temperature is cold. Now the essence is still warm. Right? Because I put the ginger there. I balance. See? The ginger essence is there. So entire food, I create one dish would be good for my liver food. Right? Think of this one. I give you another food. Right? So that, think of this. So that's, if I wanted to, you know, not to deal this, if I just want to deal the kidney, right, with the liver, which is a mother-child relationship, So this way, I can help my kidney function getting stronger, then therefore will be good for my calcium deficiency. So I can change it instead of do the cucumber. I can be half a cucumber, half a fennel. Right? So the fennel will be good for the kidney function. Then cucumber will be help me the liver function. So now I add together. I still put some vinegar there. So and this time I add anger. I add a little bit of spicy. What kind of spicy? Cinnamon. Cinnamon essence also goes to the kidney. Now I create one good salad. Even though that's a salad, you say, oh, don't eat raw things. Fine. Cook it. Saute it. Right? There are many things that can change. You know, use food for healing. I love food for healing. So they are, it's art. You know, cooking is art. It's a real art. You need a real imagination, what things, and mix with what things, and it can come out. And the most difficult is the spicy. It, because the spicy almost like an atomic bomb, adding into the food. You add one, entire taste change. Right? So you need to learn this thing and how. So then into the food healing, we still go back. I know it's too much. You know, we don't have enough time to deal with this. So in the food for healing, that's one of the most important things, right? First, we say the level one is you are what you eat. The level two is you are what you think, right? So therefore, what you eat is you eat the consciousness. In order to eat the consciousness, your inside self, the consciousness system must be open, right? Just like a radio station. You must tune into this frequency, otherwise you cannot receive this station, right? It's a frequency with a frequency. The food inside the container, all the different frequencies. Consciousness has a consciousness frequency. Taste has a taste frequency. Color has a color frequency, right? It's all different frequencies. But your body also must tune into this frequency in order to receive this message, information, and energy. Right? So therefore, in this concept, that's one thing. You are not just what you eat. You also is what you think. Right? So you must change your belief. Right? You must just thinking differently. And then the other things at here, so food, right? Because once for healing, that's one of the things. Cold is the number one issue. So we must try to find a way to deal with it. We must deal with it, right? The cold, this essence, is not too good. You know, modern disease, many different conditions, health issues, all relate essence of the cold, either temperature cold or essence cold. From the pain, to stress, tendons, to allergy, right, to high cholesterol, even COVID-19, this virus are also is the cold essence, right? Cancers, all the autoimmune diseases associated with the cold essence. You want a real fix, use food for healing autoimmune disease, you must avoid the cold. Must. No choice, right? If you're not going to do that, something going to do, right? I know, so people will challenge me, you know, to do these things, name cold, they say salad. I say, don't eat the salad. I always tell my patients, don't eat the salad. That's a real, it's not a healthy way. Do the research. How long takes the salad in the greenhouse? You know, the most is in greenhouse. 2 months, 30 days, sometimes 60 days, right? 60 days on seed can harvest, send it to you. Now, how much energy can grow and that fast at 60 days, right? We say everything's a time and a space. The longer you go through the processing with the nature, the more information, more consciousness, more energy, yeah, right? You know, I know. So there's so many people say, that, oh, you know, salad contains a lot of nutrition, you know, good. I said, I never heard, right? I come to the American, I learned one apple a day, keep doctor away. And no one teaching me one salad a day, keep doctor away. Right? Then what's happening for the apple? Think of this apple. How long takes the apple to change? How many cooperation, how many energy contained inside the apple? Anyone, do a little bit of research. Take how long? At least 5 to 6 months. At the least, right? If this apple grow at a natural way, that's a lot of cooperation with the nature, even with the bees, if they pollinate, they need to pollinate. Think of this. Pollinate is a cooperation with the nature called the wind pollinate. Right? If you don't have a windy days, so what do? You need a bees. If you don't have a bees, and then the farmer must use a hen. How difficult it is to pollinate, right? To go through the cooperation. So the core essence, go back to again, the core essence is very important, right? So she must avoid the cold if you want it for the healing, particularly for the food. So if you say, I have to use a food, you know, cold, then add one thing, balance, right? Add one essence thing. So the information we have, you know, information either the go to the TCM or the .org, the website that inside has a lot of information, talk about what kind of food has great essence, right? We say ginger is one essence, the cinnamon is one essence, the rosemary is one essence. Clove is one essence. There are many, a lot of good stuff is one essence. Even garlic is one essence. Right? There are many one essence you can balance with the cold. Then raw also is not too good. Because the raw food, your body still can absorb it because a lot of people say nutrition. Because after cool, nutrition be destroyed. That's true. That is true. But we say, nutrition can be destroyed, but information forever, right? So if you eat for nutrition, then definitely you should eat raw. But if you say, I'm eating for information, then it doesn't matter how many times you cook, how long you cook, even you burn it off, you still can get information because it's DNA, undestroyable. Right? We contain them forever. That's information depending on the level what you want. You know, that's the level what you want, how to use the food for healing. It's art. I say that again. Right? Avoid the cold. You know, avoid the raw, avoid the cold. That's one of the very important concepts for healing. Then you have to see this concept. Right, so if I'm going to use the food for healing, there are four, in my opinion, the four levels we must consider. Right, first one, we need a healthy digestive system. Otherwise, no matter what you put in, your body cannot digest, cannot process, cannot absorb the nutrients that we need, or essence that we need, right? That's the first level, healthy digestion. But a healthy digestive system relied on the healthy liver function. That's one of the critical and one of the difficult area we are all facing into the in the modern life. How to keep healthy liver function. Then the number three, we must change the belief. We must see food differently. We must see food. It's not just food. It's the information. It's the consciousness, right? It's the message. We use food to stimulate our cell level. If we want the natural healing, our cells constantly can looking for this natural process, right? Try to find a way for the natural healing. You want the natural healing? You want the natural processing. So you must change your belief. See foods differently. Right? So the last one is you must trust your body. The food for healing is an interesting concept. Right? We say this healing is a rational mind and an intuitive mind. So you must trust your body. Is your body tell you what you need to eat, or is your mind tell you what you need to eat, or is some professional authority tell you what you must to eat? I think of this. I think a lot of women has experienced what is the body and what is the mind, right? You know, during the menstrual cycle time, your body craving the sugar. You want the sweet stuff. You want the chocolate. You want the sweet, you know, right? Even though you think that sweet can cause the fat or can cause a gain of weight, but you still, you love it. Why? Thinking this way. Why in that time you want the salt? You want the sour? Think it this way. Why some people and always love eat the burn when they do the bread? You know, morning they toast. They want to burn a little bit. Why? Why they burn? There's always meaning behind. Body never lies. Body always tells the truth. So you have to learn this concept. Learn how do you feel? How does this today you feel? Why you suddenly, you know, under a lot of stress, you just want to sweep? When my patient tell me, why? Dr. Lu, why I'm just, you know, I'm drawn for the sweet. I cannot quit. I say, God bless you. God bless you. She say, why? I say, that means your natural healing capability still lie. Your body still try to protect your liver function. That means you under a lot of liver stress, mental stress. Because when you're under stress, the liver knows in order to de-stress, in order to calm and protect itself, they must quickly need some sweet. So the sweet can help. Sweet can help the liver deal the stress. So that's why. But unfortunately, if your digestive system doesn't function right, then the sweet will cause gaining weight. So there's here is a lot of this kind of type of the concept. Right? It's a concept of the healing use of food. So we must be concerned, right? So you must deal this. Then if you can deal this, then we can. We definitely, we use food for healing. That's the wisdom in the thousands of years. That's the wisdom in every culture. Know how to use certain foods, right? You often hear that, oh, your grandmother teach you this recipe. How come? It's passed by her mother. Like her local village, they all use the same recipe. Meaning something. And behind and the consciousness. Now, a lot of these wisdoms hasn't been lost. Maybe it's the time for us to correct this all the information. Simple, easier recipe can help us eating for healing. That's for today. Open for questions.
Well, thank you, Master Lu. You've made me very hungry. My choices are definitely going to change. So for our
we just attached to your picture, pizza, extra cheese.
Yeah, if I get your eyes. Delivery, that'd be awesome.
No, you don't call 1-800 deliver.
With a nice crispy crust, right? So for our listeners, if you have a question, please raise your hand by hitting star 2. Alice writes in and asks, she's very thin. So is her body telling her that she needs more food? And if so, what kind of foods would she eat?
I heard that you say she's a very thin.
Thin, yes, she's skinny.
Yeah, she's a very thin. She wants to gain the weight. So if she's a very thin, she wants to gain the weight. That's not the food what she needs to eat. She must concern the first step is to deal her digestive system. It's a digestive system function disorder. Mean the body, then whatever the nutrition doesn't go to the muscle. because the body muscle associated with the stomach and the digestive system. Right? So that means this area is doesn't get it. So even though you can eat the food, so the nutrition good for the muscle, body cannot absorb it. And even absorb it, body cannot transform it to the muscle area. So the muscle lose or muscle doesn't have enough nutrition or energies to gain it to allow the muscle grow. So she must deal the digestive system issues first.
So let me ask you this, because I know this is going to be a common question. Is it only through food?
That's a completely different issue. That's something we are not have time to deal this way, because now this session is we are talking about how to use food for healing. So how to use the food for healing is I'm assuming, put it this way, right? I'm assuming you have a healthy digestive system. Your liver function meet the basic requirement. Everything is called the basic requirement. You are meet the requirement, right? If you are not meet the requirement, then the first level you must to deal the digestive system and the liver function. Or sometimes it can also associate with a other kind of issue. You know, other issue function. You don't reach the certain level, just use food for healing. The body doesn't get to the level, cannot do this way. Just like think this way, right? I say that if you use food for healing, why bother? Because everything's energy. I can go out for the sun came for free. If I buy the food, I have to buy organic food, too expensive. All I need to go out for the sun can go free. So that if I afraid the sun, you know, the sun I don't want to buy sun lotion, I'm afraid the sun, you know, poison or allergy, and then I go to the moon. No one get the moon allergy. So the moon came for healing, so I can absorb the star for all the iron. But doesn't get it that way. You understand? You think it this way, that's for free. You can get it. The channel doesn't open. Your inside hasn't opened this kind of channel. So that type of the energy you cannot receive them. So you must, healing is the processing, is the level of the healing. So that's why I say that at the beginning, it's the level of the healing. It depends on what kind of belief would you have, what kind of purpose would you want.
Okay. And Donna writes in asking, according to the five element chart, the taste associated with the liver is sour. Yet you reference sweet for the liver. Can you explain that?
That's for healing purposes. So it's a sour for addition, but the sweet for counter. You're under a lot of stress, and then you need the sweet to help to counter the stress. It's quicker.
Okay. And we have a question from someone in Maryland with a 443 exchange.
Hi, this is Laurie. I have a question about if you're wanting to connect to the healing powers of food in this way, say on the consciousness level, or I'll just pick, say, on the color level. Is it important that you're aware of that? For example, if I served food to somebody who wasn't aware of, you know, the capability of connecting through color and served them green food, is that supporting their liver even though they're unaware, or is it something that we need to be conscious of?
You need both. You wear the different color is to say, I'm going to use it for color for healing, right? So because of the color, It's a full, called a color full our eyes. At least the certain colors make our emotions change, right? So your emotions change and then your body doesn't change from that angle. But if you really want much deeper, then you must at the energetic level, which is a certain kind of energy practice, you must practice. In order, inside the energetic system becomes sensitive. Right. So that's the topic I want to follow a couple of days later and talk about the energy practice. That's the whole purpose. Right. So for healing, so you want energy healing, then you must practice energy, because once you say I'm using color for healing now, the color is energy, because the color associated with the light, associated with the energy, then you must practice certain type of high quality energy practice. Otherwise, even though you can say I practice energy, if not reach that level, you still cannot receive this frequency. It's all about the frequency.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
And we have our next question is from someone in Texas with a 512 exchange.
Hi, that's me.
Morning.
Good morning. Dr. Lou, I have your book, A Natural Guide to Weight Loss. And I don't know, I probably got the book, I don't know, 8 years ago or something. And I did the program. And as I was listening to you talk today, the amount of education that you have about healing through food seems a bit overwhelming to me. And I'm wondering if I could use the recipes in this book as a basis. I know the actual plan is, I think, vegetarian, but I do eat chicken and fish. Is it possible to use this book as a basis to start a healing with food program? Or I don't know, do you have any guidance on how one would start this?
Right. Let me go through the. Let me say that again. Right. So you say even you have a book for 9 years, then you feel, then you feel, you know, you feel that the information what I presented today is overwhelming. Then you better go back to the before where we say that everything happened for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Everything happened for a reason. There are no accidents at this time. And the COVID-19, thank God, COVID-19 may be the bad stuff, maybe bad stuff and make you have a way want to listen today. So therefore, at the spiritual level, invisible level, you are ready. Otherwise, you won't listen to me.
Okay.
So then therefore, you must be real thinking. Don't limit yourself. Everyone is unlimited. Don't limit yourself. Right? Don't limit yourself. And maybe information you cannot digest immediately, but the something out there is touch you. So pick up the something, touch you, right? Something can feel you. So what I say today, listen to the body. See, does your own body have some kind of natural taste, nature, or called the natural desire? Do you have? You definitely have. Right, you have that. You definitely have some kind of called the body natural desire. Then follow that way. That's a more directly natural path.
Okay, so intuition or like a craving. Try to observe my craving, perhaps.
That's right. Yes, intuition.
Okay.
Don't doubt yourself, all right? You suddenly intuition, oh, tonight I love a pizza. Eat it. Don't worry about that. Cheese. Extra cheese is a fat. Don't worry, because it's intuition. They come from some spiritual level. As long as they are not come from the rational mind, that's intuitive in the mind, and your body have that kind of desire, take it. That at least will allow you connect to the highest level, right? We say in the healing, the lower level you are what you eat, the highest level you are what you think. So how can we go to the highest level? They must use the body, right? Use our intuition.
Okay. I'll try that.
That's right. You try it, and then you can share the outcome.
Yeah, I think I've been doing it a little, but until you just said that, I maybe I'm censoring it a bit. because I think I shouldn't do eat that. So
don't
I'll try
doubt yourself. Don't doubt yourself.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Pastor Lou, there are several questions about the digestive system. Basically, how to heal the digestive system. Some folks are saying that they're gaining weight rapidly, they're having difficulty sleeping, and they know they have digestive issues. They're working on mindfulness practices, they're trying to change their beliefs about food. So there's a little bit of confusion about where to start to actually begin building a healthy digestive system so what they eat can be absorbed.
I think I dealt this, you know, for the last time and the first, I think the first 3 weeks, you know, dealt each organ, the digestive system, what they can do, right? Even last time we say answer lies within. So, you know, if difficult, so go back to the last time couple talks, you know, couple issues when I talk about the how to you listen to yourself. You know, I know this kind of concept when the struggle, when we have a problem, we constantly looking for the new answers, new ways, but we forget about the body need to heal, the healing need the processing, right? In the body never lie. When you meet a requirement, condition will change. You just have to meet the requirement, right? Sometimes it doesn't meet the requirement. What's called it doesn't meet the requirement? I give you an example. People say, oh, I do the meditation, right? Think of this, meditation. Meditation, why you do meditation? You try to peaceful the mind. So if you're under a lot of stress, you just do let 10 minutes, 20 minutes of peaceful mind. Doesn't help. Your stress is too big, right? We all have experience payback to student loans. So think of this. You have a $10,000 student loan. If each month only pay $1, when you're going to pay off student loan? Doesn't mean you didn't pay. Your body never lies. Whatever the energy inside the body, the rule must be followed, the law, right? The three-dimensional law, cause, effect. That must be followed. Whatever the damage you did to your body, you need enough energy to heal that. That's it. Unless you have a miracle. If you don't have a miracle, then that's a three-dimensional structure, cause, effect. You have to meet the requirement. You have to build up the energy. You have to create the energy, build the energy, save energy. Then you'll be able to exchange. Otherwise, you just doesn't get it. See, healing is entire different called different levels. We call the healing is art. It's not just a structure fundamental. You have to add many angles, but use your own body. Don't doubt it. Use your own body. Start small things. At least start stress. Last week we already talked about how to deal, how to see. Your body never lies. You must analyze yourself. You must be true to yourself. Otherwise, you don't know when you're gonna, where you're gonna start, how to start.
And then there's a few questions about making some food suggestions, if you don't mind. What foods have a cold essence and what foods have a warm essence?
I think this food, this one, we have some all the information at the TCM World Foundation's website. They can go there, check it out.
Okay. So what Master Lee is referencing is you would go to tcmworld.org, and link on to our blog section, and there you'll find lots of information about food and healing. And additionally, we have a section called Dragon's Way Qigong, which is a comprehensive program, and you can find out more information on healthy eating and Qigong practices there. Let's see, I think in terms of questions related to food, Master Lu, that's about it.
Okay, good. So it is difficult. I'm not saying it's easy or it's difficult. There are many different, you know, different concepts. many different talk this, many different type of the theories and the concept talk about the food for healing, right? So I'm just from the Chinese medicine point of view, but also mostly is from energetic point of view and the consciousness way, how can we get the best deal from body, mind, spirit level, right? So we will continue this healing, we go down for the this way. I hope during this time I give it all the areas, but at least we have a concept how to start heal ourselves. That's enough for today. See you tomorrow.